I want to welcome you to Financial Training for Business Owners. Today, we'll show you how to discover your business's true financial potential. We'll reveal how you can uncover your business's average gross profit percentage and how to use this information to unlock hidden wealth in your business. In previous sessions, we've discussed the importance of knowing and understanding your P&L statement and how you can use it to generate immediate profits for your business and do so without it costing you a cent. But consider this. How do you know if your numbers on your P&L are good, bad, or just average? That's a tremendously important question. Consider that word average for a moment. Average means that 50% of businesses are above the average and 50% are below. If you're having financial issues in your business, there's a good chance you're in that below average group. In this session, we'll help you to determine where your business falls on the average scale, above or below, and once you know, we can then show you how to unlock the wealth currently hidden in your business. Now let's begin by discussing how you can use your P&L to find the financial potential for your business. Since we know that 50% of all businesses fall below their industry average for their gross profit percentage, we need to determine where your business falls in relation to yours. First, look over your P&L statement. Now look, if you don't have one, create one from scratch. We showed you how to do this in a previous session. Examine your gross profit percentage, and then Google gross profit margin by industry, or you might try average gross profit percentage for your specific industry or profession. Now be aware that when you do this, Google will often return multiple sources of information for you to browse. We recommend you select three sources at random and find the average gross profit percentage among those three. Now, compare that average with your gross profit percentage. Let's use a child daycare facility as a case study to see how this works. Let's Google gross profit margin by industry, and we get this chart. We scroll down to childcare and discover the average gross profit margin for a child daycare is 41.6%. Let's compare that average GP percent with this childcare's P&L. Their revenue is $200,000. Their COGS is $148,000, leaving them with a gross profit of $52,000. We divide that $52,000 by their $200,000 revenue, and we get a gross profit percentage of 26%. Now their overhead is $28,000, leaving them with a net profit of $24,000. And a net profit percentage of 12%. Now, we know their gross profit percentage is 26%, but we just discovered that child daycare facilities average 41.6%. Our child care is a whopping 15.6% below average. And remember, that 41.6% is just the average. That means 50% of these facilities are doing better than 41.6%. So please don't think the goal is to reach the average. 50% are doing better, and many of those are doing much better. So this child daycare has a lot of room for improvement. But let's see what would happen if we could simply bring this business up to their industry average. Here's the potential for a child daycare if they can achieve the average gross profit percentage of 41.6%. Let's bring up their original P&L again, and then create a revised P&L on the right. As we start, we only have two numbers on our P&L that remain the same as the original, our revenue of $200,000 and our overhead of $28,000. Now we can plug in our target gross profit percentage of 41.6%. We know if we multiply that percentage times our revenue, we'll find our gross profit, which comes to $83,200. Since we know that our gross profit and COGS always equal our revenue, we can subtract our $83,200 gross profit from our $200,000 revenue, and we see that our COGS is now $116,800. To complete our P&L, we subtract our overhead from our gross profit to see that we now have a net profit of $55,200, which is a net profit percentage of 27.6%. Look at the staggering difference in our revised gross profit and net profit figures compared with our original numbers. And that's if all we do is achieve the industry average. If this daycare simply reaches the average gross profit percentage for their industry, their gross and net profit increases by a whopping $31,200. Now, by the way, we actually use a different word for average, mediocre. Average means mediocre, basically run of the mill. Average means 50% of daycares are exceeding this gross profit percentage. So there is still plenty of upside potential for any business that has attained their industry average. The recommendations we have given you throughout this program should allow you to greatly exceed the average GP percentage for your business. You know several ways to increase revenue, several ways to lower COGS and overhead, and none of them require you to spend a cent to do it. This is like discovering a treasure map for your business. Most business owners that need increased revenue for their business immediately turn to marketing. Marketing is not the answer. Most business owners immediately turn to marketing as their primary way to quickly increase their revenue and profits. Marketing typically costs money, often a lot of money, and marketing is often slow to produce meaningful results, if it ever does. What if our child daycare had decided to do that? What would it take for that child daycare to generate $31,200 with a marketing program? Well, you already know how to find that out. We covered that formula in a previous session. We simply divide that $31,200 increase by our old gross profit percentage of 26%, which is 0.26, and we get a mind-blowing $120,000. How easy do you honestly believe it would be for a child daycare currently generating $200,000 in total revenue to generate an additional $120,000? That's a 60% revenue increase, and that's never going to happen. Oh, and that's if the marketing program is free. So now is the time to get started and see where your business is at in relation to your industry average. Begin by Googling average gross profit margin for and the name of your industry. Compare your business's gross profit percentage against your industry average. If you discover it's average or below, you can substantially increase it by following the recommendations we've documented in this program. And remember, average is really mediocre. If you discover your business meets your industry average, there is still tremendous upside available to you financially. So start implementing the financial strategies we've outlined. Now, next up, we know a vast number of business owners are advertising on Facebook. The problem is, those ads aren't cheap, and many businesses don't even come close to breaking even on their marketing costs, much less making a profit. So let's discuss Facebook marketing and help you to know with close to absolute certainty if Facebook advertising will work for your business. We're going to hand you your own private crystal ball, so to speak. This crystal ball will detail how much you can spend and still make a profit using Facebook ads. If you have been seriously thinking of marketing what you sell via Facebook, this next session is a must-see for you and your business. So until then, here's to your success.